banks are paying pretty stingy rates of interest at the moment, so how about this for a deal? Invest £4,000 for 3 years and it'll pay you 7.29% gross interest tax paid. Sound too good to be true? Well, of course it is. Unless, that is, you want to take your interest in chocolate. The posh British chocolatiers, Hotel Chocolat, have come up with the idea. Angus Thirlwell is their chief executive, and he's the marketing whiz who helped to set up the whole enterprise. Now, Angus, I don't need to tell anyone what Hotel Chocolat is, do I? Because there can't be a house in the country that hasn't had one of your glossy brochures.
No, well, we've been quite active in trying to promote ourselves, you know, and build up a good customer base. And really, the whole idea behind Chocolat Bonds has only really been possible because we have, you know, a big database of customers who like to repeat buy our products. And in fact, the whole idea for Chocolat Bonds came out of an event that we had about 18 months ago when we invited our top 50 customers, who were the founding members of the Chocolate Tasting Club, to come to our factory. It's not normally open to the public. We threw open the doors and I spent the whole day with them making chocolate, telling them about plans for the company. And through that day, they, you know, several people said to me, could we get more involved? You know, can we buy shares in the company? You know, we'd like to sort of help a bit more. And that started ticking away in my mind and, you know, was really the original seed for the idea of the chocolate bond.
So you want people to give you money to buy bonds and you will pay their interest in chocolate. How exactly does that work?
Well, bear in mind that we are offering this only to existing members of the Chocolate Tasting Club.
Of whom there are how many?
There's 100,000 in the UK, Winifred, and the members are already very comfortable with the idea of receiving a tasting box regularly from us, and they know that every tasting box has a completely different set of recipes in there. You know, truffles, pralines.
Okay, you've done the promotion.
Thank you, and... So we test marketed the idea to 5,000 of our customers before we took the step of actually formally launching it, and we got a very positive response, which has then led us to actually, you know, go live with it.
So of the 5,000, how many of them wanted to give you a couple of £1,000?
I honestly can't recall the exact statistics. However, you know, we pored over the figures, and it was a very overwhelming, you know, vote of confidence.
Enough.
In it. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Justin Urquhart-Stewart is from Seven Investment Management, and we thought we'd ask for his expert advice. It's his job to know a good deal when he sees one. Your verdict, then, is this a good deal?
Well, if you like the chocolate, I have to say the chocolate's fantastic, then actually it is a rather good deal. It's not a good deal, actually, if you need the money, because if you want that sort of rate of return, and on a net basis, you'd be getting a level, depending on what sort of how much you're going to put in, but for £2,000, that'll be about 5.73%. That's £114.75. Well, that's quite a valuable amount of chocolate. If you eat that amount of chocolate in value every year, or every few months, then actually that's going to be worth your while. It's a very imaginative way of going about it. If, however, you need the income, no, it's not very good.